ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। वेलकम टू बाबास लवली चिल्ड्रन एंड सिंसियर स्टूडेंट्स। बिकॉज वी आर लवली, इफ वी गेट अप, डू अमृत वेला एंड लिसन मॉर्निंग मुरली, एंड इफ वी कम इनटू एडिशनल क्लास एट 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, we are sincere students, right? Because we have choice. We can just stroll around, we can walk around, wander here and there, or come and sit in the class. So, welcome, especially to such sincere students. The very first secret and understanding which we all got when we came here was about who are you? Who are you? This question from the very childhood was being put in front of us, and we had been replying on this question in different ways. When I am 2 years old, I am asked, who are you? I will just look and smile, or replying, I am a baby as my mother has told me. And when we grow older, some introduction is added to that in the form, you are a girl, you are the son or daughter of so and so, or you are school boy, now you are college boy. So every time, whenever we were thinking of who am I, there was a particular consciousness about that I am someone of someone. So this awareness, someone of someone, stays along all the time till we come to Baba. When we came to Baba, the very first thing which we heard and understood and then realized is that I am a point of light, I am a soul, I came alone and I will go alone. No one is mine and I am of none. I do not belong to anyone. No one belongs to me. That is, I am not anyone's position and no one else is my position. Yes, if at all I belong to someone, this is Supreme Soul, also point of light. That's it. So this was the very first, very deep realization which was given to us very simply by Baba. Since centuries, saints and monks and intellectual scholars had been trying a lot, going to mountains, Himalayas, and digging the holes, pits under the ground and sitting there, or you know, just shaving their head, wearing saffron cloths, to disclose this mystery about who am I ultimately, what am I, what's happening in the mind. And Baba, we have this experience, as soon as we came to centers, we realized that we took the lesson, soul, and I am just, oh, I am a soul. Everything else in spiritual life comes after this realization. Attainments of all powers and all virtues and relationship with God is possible when I have thoroughly realized I am a point of light, soul. We are all souls, point of light. Agree? Is there anyone who is bigger point, or all are same point? But still we say a powerful soul, more powerful soul, and almighty, the one with all powers. Isn't it? So how we see and measure the power of soul? This is a question for my own self. How I can understand I am a powerful soul or I am not a powerful soul? Because these small lamps have different capacity. Different watt, tube has different watt, projector has different watt, right? 1000 watts, 100 watts, 60 watts. What's my capacity? Percentage of qualities and virtues. How I will see that? Right, it's because you are going in right direction ultimately. If I am powerful, I should be able to hold certain qualities, right? But just now I want to feel and understand I am a powerful soul. And I have to see also, or I have to feel this is a powerful soul or not. How I can understand that? So that not to mistaken, if someone comes and shows me the muscle, and I know this one is physically powerful, in order to estimate the power of the body, we see the blood, right? The blood quality, hemoglobin, muscles, weight, body mass index, etc., etc. What about soul? From drishti, we can. What will happen through drishti? Right. We feel that power and vibration. Powerful soul is able to have a particular drishti, with what we say a powerful drishti. A powerful soul is able to create a particular atmosphere, which we say powerful. But how I understand I am powerful, or this one is powerful? Drishti. Okay. I am not saying that you are not answering right, you are speaking accurately, but because when I am using the analogy of these bulbs and tubes, so you see, why the person who decorated chose these small lights on the sides, in the corner, not in the center. In the center, he chose projectors or big bulbs. Why? One reason is, small watts means little light, lesser light, and they just lit the area around itself, that's all. And the projector, when switched on, will be able to light bigger area. So bigger light, bigger power means bigger influence. This is simple. It's visible, right? What? And then influence is also bigger, and then function, the position where the little lesser light, what light will be positioned is corner, side, or just one part. And the bigger light will be positioned in the way it has to be used for a particular task. So depending on the influence and function, we see how much is my power. If you are a child, you won't be expected to, you know, carry 10 kilogram bucket. If your body is of less size, if you are just 6-year-old, 5-year-old, you won't be expected that you carry 10 kg bucket. But if you are 18 years, 16 years, 15 years, they will give you the bucket, okay, carry this water from here and there. So one sign is, in all fields, not just in spirituality, powerful personalities would definitely automatically get positioned, get engaged in the activities connected to many and responsible or great activities. Automatically, naturally, according to this law of karma. You don't have to fight for that and prove that I am powerful, so position me here. But you are not powerful, you see, you are this. See? So when we do not realize this, we try to seeing others where they are positioned, I also want to position me there. No. You will automatically, according to drama, according to law of karma, according to your karma, according to all other laws working in the universe, will be positioned, will be rendering the duties, doing the activities according to that power. So it's like this, you know, like A is equal to B, therefore B is equal to A. So if I am powerful, one sign is that you automatically in your life would start taking up or doing such things which others, many others are not doing. Because they cannot do that, or they don't see that, or they don't think like that. That's one thing, yes? If I am powerful, my actions, responsibility, activities, where I am positioned, I am positioned among thousands, or I am just living alone, etc., etc. Right? Bab. That's what I said. That it works in all aspects of life, not just in spirituality, but in doing any task, right? But now we have understood that if I use that my power the way as God is telling me, I am able to remain powerful. But if I misuse that power, that is, I am powerful, but I use that to harm people or just to do such things which are not good, I do not stay powerful for a long time. I lose that power gradually. But still I can become powerful again if I connect to God. This is one thing. So to check my power, another thing which godly wisdom of Raj Yoga, Baba's knowledge has told us is, if this is glass full of water, right? So this is very stable, it won't fall. If this I put here, this is also stable, very heavy, you know. It looks it's plastic, but it's very heavy. So it's lying here. But if there is something which is very light and not symmetric, it's not made proper, the moment you put it, it will start moving here and there. You start the fan, ventilation, it starts flying, you know. So this sign has been told by Baba to us children, the more you are able to stay, you are a soul. The more you are able to remain in that consciousness, you are powerful. You are a point of light. More you are able to stay in that stage of point of light, you are powerful. If you come down, you are weak. You come down. Body is down. Face, age, gender. You lose your self stage, you are weak. You remain in that stage, you don't fall, you are powerful. This is another sign. If out of 24 hours, that is why Baba has told us that you should monitor your soul consciousness. I don't know how many of you have used that Baba's direction and chart, which is made in a particular way for soul consciousness. There is no second chart for soul monitoring soul consciousness. It starts from 4 o'clock and finishes at 10 o'clock. From 4 to 5, from 5 to 6, from 6 to 7, like this, every hour. Soul consciousness, you cannot check during 5 times traffic control. During 5 times traffic control, you check, were you positive? Were you feeling good? Were you remembering Baba? But soul consciousness has to be checked frequently. And once Baba told 24 times in a day, do traffic control to check, to again come back to the stage of soul consciousness. So how many of you have used that chart, 4 to 5, 5 to 6? Do you know about this chart? So now you know it. What? You used it for a few years, then you became soul conscious. You don't need any more. But you check it now. Yes, you know how to check it. But in my experience, if I put it on the paper, it makes a difference. Unless I have a command and I have, you know, tuned myself internally for this checking and love to remain soul conscious. So that chart, again, you can remember from 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. And exactly, I catch how much percentage, 60 minutes, 3600 seconds, every second, I am a soul, I'm a point, you know? So this again and again, consciousness. Throughout this day, throughout the day when I see this chart, there are certain intervals when I am alone. Percentage of my soul consciousness can increase, will increase, should increase. And there are timings when I am with others. I may get distracted. But this contrast will make me aware how much I have to focus on soul consciousness while being in action and while being with other people, which is very important. Because when I am alone and I am soul, this is fine. But heaven will come when we are in soul conscious relationship. Because one in one, we were practicing spirituality in jungles, in temples, or sitting anywhere, in house, in room. But soul consciousness in relationship and in society during work is what is the new world order, where soul consciousness is a norm. Just 1 minute. Third thing which godly wisdom has taught us is that first is soul, that is soul is original, soul is primary, and second, body is secondary. Soul enters the body, not body enters or takes the soul, right? Soul wears this body. As a man wears the shirt, not shirt wears man or comes on man. Baba says like that. So therefore, I am first. It means body is for me, not I am for body. Body is for me. So when I am soul conscious, then whole my understanding about the world, about the body, about the matter changes. Because then straight away I have a question. I am not for body. Body is for me. Then why I have got this body? What is the purpose? Isn't it? I do not need body. I exist without body also. why I have got this body. What is the purpose? To play the part. Why I have to play the part? Because it is the nature of the soul, because I am eternal. So this is what Baba has revealed to us. But in order to realize it, feel it, so that my concept or belief that why at all we have to be in this world, why can't we stay all the time in Paramdham, is cleansed fully forever. So now you see, who are you, sister? Who are you? I am also soul. And who are you? I am also soul. So we are all soul, but are we same soul? So Vijay comes and says, you, sister, come. If he will just call, a soul, come. We all will come. So you have got a body which looks different from me. You have got a face which is not like me. So therefore you are called Sharda, or you are called Marina, and I am called Galina. So Galina comes. So Galina, oh Galina, I come. Marina, I come. But what make our face different? What made our face different? What? We are soul. We are all same souls. As like, you know, the seed of all potatoes are same. But are all potatoes same? Some is thick, some is small. So we are different potatoes. Sometimes you go to the market, they have 5 kinds of potatoes. You know, they select it. This is 50 rupees per kg. This is 70 rupees per kg. So now, you see, power and then comes value. We all are souls, but we have different values. We are valued differently. Why? Who puts the price tag on us? So, I may say, no, you don't understand me, you don't respect me, you know, you have to behave well with me, you know who am I? He says, you are a potato. Yes, I am a potato, but you know, who am I? So we are always worrying about that I should be seen with this vision by the people, I should be understood and valued in this way, and people do not value. So how the value tag comes on the soul. So here is the realization why I am here. Till all the seeds are in a jar, dry jar, covered with the lid, closed with the lid, all are same, all seeds are same. So when we all souls are in Paramdham, the jar of Paramdham, we are all point of light. But who am I? As who is God also becomes clear when He comes on the earth. So the world is made of 5 elements: earth, air, water, fire and space. So these 5 elements, the soul, the seed, takes these 5 elements, eats these 5 elements. The seed is never hungry, but seed absorbs water, that is moisture, air, and grows through earth in order to sprout. And then it is visible which seed it was. It was carrot, or it was capsicum, or it was potato, or it was something else. Before that, they might be similar. Right, right. Dormant. Seed means I am not known. Who am I? Which kind of soul I am? I am soul. But when I take the body, this body is made of five elements, I sprout. That is, I get the eye to see. And then it is visible, who am I? I get the mouth to speak. I get the ear, I get the limbs to act, move on the earth. And then it is revealed, it is disclosed, who am I? So that is what is called as that just simply action do not reveal who am I, but absence or presence of virtues. Because soul seed is the embodiment of virtues. Soul is not a physical seed. Soul is conscient seed. Chaitanya Beej. Chaitanya Jyoti Bindu. Conscient point of light. I am conscient point of light and I am eternally, naturally embodiment of virtues. I am made of virtues. I am made of love. I am made of peace. I am made of happiness. I am made of purity. I am a seed of purity. So therefore, my actions will show absence or presence of virtues and that will show who am I. Big potato, small potato, or you know, some not so beautiful good potato. Okay, so Baba has told, therefore, children, this is a race, you know, this is a race through which you all have to reach to the destination, first number, where Baba has reached, Bap Saman stage. So when I am soul conscious, I am able to understand this important of this direction that all my actions are to be decorated with the virtues, one or another virtues, because I am embodiment of virtue. I am not just this body. So this will be the difference. If I do something in body consciousness, it will not reflect any virtue. If I do something in soul consciousness, automatically virtue will be revealed. Now, fourth thing, I am a soul, I am light. Can the soul be cut? Yes? You are so busy in writing, what you are writing? This is all in the Murli, right? I have not spoken even a single word which is not in the Murli. So I think better let's work together, yes? You are a soul. Your light. Can you cut the light? Can you cut the current? You can cut wire, but you can't cut current. The bulb is made in America or Russia. I always use this analogy. Or in India. And where the current is made? Current is made in? Current is universal. So who am I? Bulb or current? Current. So this is fourth aspect. The current is unlimited. Current can pass through bulb made in Russia also. Current can pass through bulb made in America also. I can say, oh, I am American. I always behave like that. Oh, I am Russian. I always... No, you are current. You can behave like Indian, you can behave like Russian, you can behave like American, you can behave universally. Any moment you can become anything if you are soul conscious. Right? Soul consciousness means behad. Behad of, that is beyond the boundaries or limitation of the workshop, the place of where the body is made, nationality, geographical borders. Oh, we southern people are quite open, or we northern are, you know, closed people. No, all of, I can play anything, any behavior I can use to in my relationship. So when I practice soul consciousness, I see this also. If I am not able to go beyond the limits, I always have some limit. Oh, well, I'm a sister, you know, I need brother to do that. Yes, you need brother to do that, but you don't think that you are a sister and therefore you need a brother. You understand the difference? I am a sister, so I need the brother to do that because I can't do that. It's a different thing. There are certain things which can be done, certain roads which you can, travel or journey through car, and there are certain roads for which place you need jeep or truck. But driver has no limitation. Driver can drive the car also, driver can drive if he learns truck also. So limitation of gender, had limitation of age, limitation of nationality. What is the age of the current? The bulb has age. It was made in November 2014 and now it is 1 year old. The bulb has age. Bulb can break. What is the age of current which is flowing through this projector? What do you think? This is fifth aspect. Timeless. So bodylessness. The body has time and space. Body has this dimension. In fact, body does not know I have time and space. Does body see the clock? But we have, cut the cake of life into so many slices. How? 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 365 days in a year, and we are living in bits and bits. We are living in pieces, we are not living in whole. And so we always feel lack of time. I don't have time, I'm already 40, I'm already 30, I have not done this in my life, Bondage. Does son think like that? What is the age of sun? We in body consciousness think of our age and age of everything else also. And sun is not bothered about that. You see? So simple sign of soul consciousness is, as we have understood from Baba's knowledge, beyond the had, the limit of the geography, nationality, age, gender and time. That's why Baba has put two examples in front of us so that we do not make any excuses in imbibing the divinity which he is talking to us, that if someone says, well, I am a girl, I have not yet seen the whole world, I have not realized the life. So Baba says, see Mama, Mama was younger. And someone says, oh well, I'm 60 already, I'm 50 already. What you say me to come as a student every day, is I'm already old, it's for young people. Baba says, see Brahma. So here is bodilessness. That in bodiless stage, consciousness, if I am physically young, I will behave mature. And if I am physically old, I will behave young child. Like Baba was a young child, he thought, I'm young. Daddy says, I'm not 100 years, I'm 10 years. Isn't it? Have you seen Daddy? Like saying like that, how many times? How many of you have heard? Saying, Daddy, I'm 18 years, I'm 10 years, I'm 19 years. So, mind never gets old. Mind is subtle energy. Body gets, and we think as body. So we think old. We experience old. And by thinking old, by experiencing old, we invite, prepone the aging. We prepone aging. We could be looking old, maybe after 10, by thinking I am old, we already become old. Isn't it? So that's where, again I check, bodilessness. Right, of course, none of us can interfere in the law, which is natural law, that every physical thing is destined to reach to entropy, to finish. But preponing is my defect, because in Golden Age also we have this physical machinery, the same element, same body, but because of pure consciousness we can use this car for 150 years. And Baba has never shown any vision until today of, you know, Lakshmi, old Lakshmi moving like that, you know, or Narayan like that. Baba has not shown any vision. So law is working there also, but because of that consciousness, we are able to cherish and enjoy a very high stage of health, well-being, beauty, power, capability, ability, you know, because we are all the time, most of the time, or 100% happy. Next, sixth thing. Change here is law on earth. This is a very well heard, well spoken, well known version. Change is law. And no matter how much change is fixed, because it has to happen all the time, we all at the same time are always reluctant to accept the changes. We want the things to remain stable as they are, you know. Baba used to come like that, Baba used to speak like that, and now Baba comes only for 1 hour. It has to happen. Time is passing, you know, things are passing. Change will take place. So change, if not perceived properly or not understood within the framework of world drama knowledge, drama, change, every change, no matter what, will be beneficial. This is called to understand change within the framework of drama. Change has to happen and change will be beneficial, auspicious in the confluence age. So when I do not perceive the change like that, then body consciousness takes away smile. So this is sixth sign of bodilessness. If you are soul conscious, you can't help not smiling. Automatically, because you don't find any fault in light, you don't find any fault in point. If you see the soul, you see, now you see me, you are not smiling, you are seeing body, you know, and then you take focus from the body, you just smile. Baba comes and sees soul, sees light, smiling. So bodilessness, the moment I see, oh, German sister, oh, Turkish, oh, this all makes me concerned of different issues, other thoughts, they take smile. But if I have developed this habit of bodilessness, practice. Now just for 5 minutes, we stop writing, leave diaries on one side, and sit down and one by one experience these aspects of soul consciousness. I know and realize that I am a point of light and might. I am powerful. I have taken this costume of body to reflect who am I. I am light, which can't be wet, blown, cut, and burn. I am forever. Everyone else is light. Point and peaceful. My true home is home of light, unlimited, golden reddish space where I reside. Till I come into the world of these elements, my home is just one thought distant from me. From where I and all others have come and taken the beautiful costume stitched by the Mother Nature. I get visible and known through what I speak and do. I become visible and known through thoughts I create. By thinking love, by thinking peace, I show my original nature of peace and love. I am an entity beyond the clutches of time, eternal, forever. Everything which I have, which is mine, is forever. Everything I got here and this corporeal world is temporary. Sooner or later will leave me. I have it for this moment to use it to all. I am trustee. I, the soul, came alone, brought nothing, so will leave alone and take nothing. No luggage, no baggage, so why to pack up? I just need to empty myself with every dust which got accumulated here. Om Shanti. Seventh aspect of bodilessness is masslessness, that is weightlessness, which is easily attained when we go to another planet. If you go to moon, what will be the feeling of your weight, you know it? Sometime in the places, what they call them? No, where they show galaxy, etc., you know, planetarium. So, in certain planetaria, they have, you know, different machines showing how much you weigh in moon, how much you weigh in on Mercury, or how much you weigh in the planet. Has anyone of you seen that? No? It's something interesting. If I knew, you don't know, I could have memorized that, because it's very enjoyable that I am 70 or 75 here on Earth, and on Moon I am just 20. You see? Same body, but you are 20. Why? Because there is different gravitational field, right? So therefore, when I am soul conscious, even if I am not on moon, even if I am on earth, I am weightless. So just a matter of consciousness that you cross and you conquer, you overcome the biggest force on the earth, which is gravitational pull, you see. Moment you are soul conscious. Is everything right? Good. Giving a realization of such kind of weightlessness and masslessness, which in the mind is felt in the form of heaviness. There is physical weight and then there is heaviness. These are quite related things. Baba has told that those who are easy in nature, they can do the dance of harmony, ras. So mental lightness makes you reduce the heaviness of the physical weight also. Mental lightness, that is soul consciousness. That is why there is a dance in Gujarat, you know. What is that, which is that dance? Garba. So Garba, ras. It's not called dance, it's called ras. So ras is a rhythmic, collective movement done to create the festivity or to celebrate the relationship and life. Ras. Ras is not for dance sake. Ras is to enjoy the unity in diversity. Or it is called as a dance of harmony. So bodilessness takes you above your physical weight, and that lightness help you to easily be flexible with different kinds of people. But how I achieve that weightlessness? So if from the very beginning in Yagya, maybe some of you know or do not know, at least till 50, 52, starting from 1937 to 52, 3 and even more, mirrors were not kept in Yagi. Those who were living with Baba, and they didn't see mirror. They were very small size, this much, so that you just see little part of the face, that's it. Not like now life mirrors, life size mirror, when all the time your whole body and whole physiognomy is visible and you are combing all the time, they're doing that and that. See? Now even, because we have to come in public and we have become more conscious of the dress, and even now we can't put up this dress which is called sari without long mirrors, isn't it? But it thanks God that now soul consciousness has become strong, that we don't get distracted with the bodily form. But in the beginning, mirrors were not there. Why? So that this image is not registered, this image which has a form and has a and mass and weight is not registered, so that my mind can easily remain in the consciousness of the self as just a point, a light, easily. Because if I see the body many times in a day, my mind registers my identity as this, I'm this. And if I don't see my photo in some newspaper, oh, my news has not come, because my photo is not there. News of Baba's activity has come, but your photo has not come, you think no news has come. We become influenced. So mirrors were not there. And in the beginning, it was not so common to take the names. Not even names were taken. Atma, Shuddha Atma, Bhai, Behen, Shuddha Atma means pure soul, or Devta, like this. Devta means brother deity, Devi means sister deity. You without label. Yes? Not this, not that, not Jamini, not Maureen, not that, but deity. Deity, Baba would say, oh deity, come, you see. So it was easy to remain beyond the name and form and the physical sense and enjoy the bodilessness. And now, because we have got connected with thousands of activities, where we have bank account, where we have services, where we have to give our biography and do, but now we understand we are absolutely detached from that. It's for the name's sake, for service sake only. Another thing, for experiencing the massless, that is the weightless stage, bodilessness, in the sense of not experiencing the weight, was the selection of the proper food and proper time of feeding the body. So yagya, from the very beginning, is working on the basis of the principle of a regularity in timetable. In our homes, we have the timetable according to moods, swings, and all our mood swings. We make many different menu, vegetables variety. If our mood is off, we don't cook anything. And in yagya, from the time yagya has started, 3 times meal is cooked endlessly. Why? Because when there is regularity, okay, if you overeat, then you feel the need to skip the meal. If you do not overeat, you eat 3 times, little. If you have moods, you feel that you are not hungry. Not good mood, you are not hungry, or you want to eat very much. Then also it's not possible to keep the body in a bodiless stage, the soul in a bodiless stage. So regularity in the time and the amount of food for a long time, 20 years, 30 years, brings you to that level that the body then does not disturb you. Because body knows that you are well, good master, and you will take care. And you are not going to, you know, make the body suffer because of your stage of emotions, mind, etc. You know, when you 10 times in a day or 10 times in a week behave differently with a horse, so horse does not understand, cannot predict your behavior. You are a master of the horse. Every time you come to horse, you first pat, not just jump and sit and let's go, kick. Every time you come, and you do like that. So when you keep on doing like that, your horse knows and gets ready. So constancy and regularity in physical habits and emotional behavior makes you predictable, which is a good thing. And the body then understands you and leaves you. If body does not understand you, it pulls you. And you want to become soul, body says, no, don't leave me. Understand? And if you are giving regularly whatever body needs, body knows, it will get. And you want to become detached, body leaves you. No matter how busy you are, but when is the time of meditation, you come and sit down and you enjoy the bodiless stage. Have you seen bodies? Hundreds of work they are doing. Someone is coming, someone is running, someone is speaking something. And from there, they come on the stage and they are gone. Soul conscious. Why? Friendship with the body. So bodilessness is possible if everything which I am doing has a timetable, has a proper system, has regularity, which is not a bondage, because you cannot reach to a particular destination without binding yourself to certain discipline. So discipline is not a force which is meant to suppress your freedom, but discipline is a positive force to free you from all kinds of accidents and wandering and distraction. So therefore, when I appreciate this old system which is made in terms of getting up in particular time and eating in particular time, and I follow that, again I repeat the same thing, that then body starts understanding me. Otherwise, you know, body also says, who is this one in me? People around you also don't understand, who is this one? Because you always behave differently, you know.